16.
All right. Okay, we'd like to welcome you. This is a hearing. It is called to allow all citizens to provide input concerning the project that was awarded under the 2026 Community Development Block Grant Program. The city has amended its capital investment plan and decided to apply for funds on behalf of the city park here. The project is the Spring City Park Project, and our project manager is Regina Hess. And our application was successful in the regional rating and rankings process. We are receiving CDBG funds in the amount of $249,000 to upgrade our park equipment. Those who are in attendance, the floor is open for any comments, and we'd love to have any public comment on this and any concerns from the audience. So we'll open that up to the public at this time. And then, yes, if you come up, please state your name. Yeah, and we'll go ahead and do a roll call also. So go to Michael.
Michael Broadbent.
Jim Baker.
Chris Anderson.
Paul Fenrod.
Laura Workman.
Okay, stand on it.
I'm sorry.
Stand on it.
Not
yet. Okay. We need also have a date.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. So the date is also Thursday, May 7th. 2026, and we're meeting in the Spring City City Council chambers.
You want to get a little info as to where we are or what?
For this year. Okay. I think it's good.
I think so.
Just
how about he should give us a little summary?
Would you like to get up and just give a little summary?
Is there like 2 minute time?
Sure. No, nope. Anytime you're
I don't want to take that long. my name is Christy McGriff. I am so excited and grateful for this grant. I don't want to get emotional, but that's how grateful I am for it. We've been working towards this for the last 5 years. It started out with wanting to do a splash pad. We did a cookbook fundraiser that we did two sets of cookbooks trying to raise money, and we found that that just wasn't going to do it. We were going to have to find a grant. And so I went into Mike Black's office and we talked about a grant. And 3 years later, he said, I didn't forget about you. I found a grant and this is it. And he was super positive about it. And so we're just very appreciative that you considered us and are allowing us to be a part of your program. So thank you very much. As far as getting ready, Jim Baker is now over the grant process, and he and I have been working together. We've made a goal of getting three quotes from different companies who would like to invest into this project with us, and I tried for a fourth, but they were out of state and they said, we don't think this is the project for us. So after going through the proposals and meeting with a couple of these different vendors, I think using a state vendor would probably be the best idea. I think that we could get more for our money. We don't have as much of a shipping cost, and it's just easier to have somebody who knows the state of Utah's laws with grants, and I think it'll be a good way to go. But we do have a third, and just so that we're compliant. But the two that I think we might want to look at is Garrett Parks and Play and Big T Recreation. So Jim and I have met with Big T Recreation. We're meeting on Monday with Garrett Park and Play. We have given them the dimensions of the park, and they put together some proposals. So we have the one from out of state, and we have the one from Garrett Park and Play just today. And so my plan is to get this last one. And then we were thinking that we would just be compliant. We would do some kind of a poster out in the foyer to let everybody know and do some kind of a PowerPoint and present it to the city council, and we can look at different options. And I've learned a lot. One of the important things that Lorraine Clark asked the city council was to have sales over the playground because it's very hot out there in the summer. I've learned just briefly a couple things. One, you can have a shorter playground and have a full sail, or you can have a taller structure that would require umbrellas, and then you would have sails on the side. So we just have a lot of pictures to look at and things to consider. So we want to include the city council, we want to include the town. There's also the idea of having it be aesthetically matching with Spring City by doing kind of a frontier theme. Both the Utah vendors can do a frontier theme. They have different ideas that they've sent to us. And so it's even taking a panel off and making it look like a storefront facade, or they can use kind of a slide that looks more like lumber. There's a lot of different things that they can do. And the other thing that we want to be looking at is an ADA option of some of these things. There's an ADA swing with straps. We can do a picnic table with a flat side so that a wheelchair could pull up to the table and eat with the rest of the family. There are just a few things, components where the wheelchair can go up to it with the under the shade. So we have a lot of options, and we just want everybody to be excited about it. We want to share it with the whole town, with the city council, and we can all as a group figure out what we think would be best for the kids in our town and our city park. That's it.
All right, thanks, Christine.
I just want to thank you, Christy, for all the work you've done on this. She's put so many years into this. And thank you to the CDBG for granting this. There are so many young families in this town that are excited to get this playground, and they really feel like they need it. And I appreciate the wheelchair. We have with two children with wheelchairs. That also, I appreciate you even considering that. So thank you for all the work you've put into this. I think the town will benefit from it.
Can you state your name?
Oh, Becky Hooper.
Yeah, for a grandparent that's excited about having a place for the grandkids to come and play, thank you very much for pushing forward on this, and thank you for being here. One question for you, for I guess you too, talking to the different vendors who are potentially going to put this in. Do you happen to know whether, if you choose a playground that's just a standard playground fitting whatever they normally do, as opposed to a frontier type theme, does the frontier type theme cost more, or is it the irrespective of price just because of?
From what I have learned from the first vendor, but not the second, I don't know from the second who also does those. He said they're just kind of panels that you can pop on and attach to. They did a park in California that was all frontier, and he showed me through a Zoom call pictures of that park, and it looked really cute. It looked pioneer and frontier. You can also, he talked about maybe swapping out some things where maybe instead of the foam padding under the playground, if we do the fiber, the wood fiber instead, then we have extra money in the grant, in the funding, to maybe do a stagecoach or to do a, what was the other one? It was a storefront where the kids could play pretend through it, and it looks like. So there are features like that. We just have to figure out what's more important and what fits in. But both these Utah companies can theme, is what they call it.
That's nice. When I was a kid growing up in California, there was actually a park that we loved to go to that the whole thing was Old West theme, and they had storefronts and buildings you'd go into, and they did actually have a stagecoach.
Yeah.
And so that was awesome.
Yeah. So
more so than the storefront.
Yeah. We just have to figure out what's more important. Are those things more important? And they also said that if we give up the foam rubber padding and go with something like that, that they can come back and put that in a few years if we want to raise more money and take out the wood fiber and then put in the padding. And even though the structures are secure in the ground, they said it isn't a problem if you want to change that out. So maybe we get the foundation of the park with the things that we really want that are important to us, and then swap that out, and then later go back and do that part. So it just depends on what everybody wants more than another thing.
The wood foam is actually just nice. The only concern, just to go ahead as you're thinking about this, would be does spread and disappear like into the grass. And
yeah, and that's what we've got out there right now. So that's why we were kind of wanting the foam rubber underneath the playground. The swings wouldn't, that side would be the fiber, but where the playground is, we wanted the foam rubber. So we just have to look at when we pick the vendor and then decide, okay, let's tweak this. We really want this and we can give up that. Until it fits into the budget.
Wonderful. Sounds good. Excited.
Hey, Christy, is it anticipated to keep some of our current things and add to them or just replace it all?
They, both companies said that it just needs to come out. The old has to come out. But can we put it somewhere else? I mean, could we put it on the other side of the park or something?
I think Baxter Manor would be
the Or down at the down on Main Street, if there's an empty lot and they want it, I don't know.
Maybe I want to put it out to see if somebody wants to buy it.
We've had a consistent amount of sentiment towards it and how hard that was to put in. So I mean, if we can put it somewhere else, might as well.
Yeah, we're looking at that.
Kate, I had a question that maybe you can answer for us that they brought up in the meeting I attended today. We're planning on using volunteers. The McGriffs, hopefully everybody knows that there's some changes that are happening. McGriffs are leaving, but they are planning on coming back to Spring City to help with the demo and the groundwork prep for this project. What was brought up in the meeting today, are there some strict guidelines we have to follow as far as the ground prep in order to meet the requirements of the grant? Typically, if volunteers are going to be doing some of the work, the ground then needs to sit, we would call it fallow, for a one-year period. But there's ways, apparently, to get around that one-year waiting period. So we're going to have to leverage your background on how to accomplish that, because we're hoping that we can involve not only the McGriffs, but others that have the manpower and the equipment.
Yeah, I imagine, this is Kate, and with R6, that'll come back with an environmental review that's required, and so they'll test that. But I would imagine with a state procured vendor like Garrett Play or Big T, that will be certified through them as well to make sure that the ground is properly.
And the one that we met with, Paul from Big T, that Jim and I met with on Friday, he said we've worked with, I think, even this grant before and other grants, and we've done things in Ephraim and some in Joseph and some of these little towns. And he goes, we know exactly what to do. And we've done it over and over and over. So I think once we pick which vendor we want, either one of those two would know the state, what the state requires and the federal part of it. They're very experienced. So
great. Any other comments? Or okay. We will go ahead and close this session. And no other comments? Anything else we need to do? Okay. Appreciate all those thoughts, comments.
Thanks.